It is time for a little class. Culture. I feel as though it's part of my duty to bring highbrow to this city.
Right.
Theater. I'm not even sure why this is funny, Katie.
Because it's you.
I feel as though it's part of my job to make sure that people climb out of the gutter periodically and look at something that's better, bigger than themselves.
Mm.
That's why we now bring you Itty Bitty Theater.
The chances of this living up to that billing are slim and none.
Andy, the music has begun.
I'm sorry.
You just broke the floor.
I'm sorry.
Let's go back. Oh. Jesus Christ.
What have you done?
I spoke out of turn. I apologize. A pox upon me.
I love that. A pox upon me.
I wanted to be something theatrical, yeah.
Before Andy completely tore the whole thing apart. Try to go back to where I was before when I was being all classy and I could put all the words
together.
Try to
get that feeling all together once again.
Here we go.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
You just can't shut your mouth.
You're terrible at the silent
pretend
game.
I'm not even here.
I try on so many occasions and it doesn't work. Here we go with Itty Bitty Theater.
Good morning and welcome to Itty Bitty Theater. I'm your host, Jonathan Bulge. Today, we venture into the medical field with an excruciatingly painful tale. The role of the brunette is brought to you by Gina. The doctor is imagined by the talent. Prepare now for the painful push. A young brunette goes into her doctor's office and says that her body hurts wherever she touches it. The doctor says,
"Impossible. Show me."
So she takes her finger and pokes her elbow.
Ow!
She then pokes her wrist.
Ow!
Then her knee, her ankle. Her agony continues no matter where she touches. The doctor is now perplexed. He thinks for a moment, and then he smiles and says,
"Oh, you're not really a brunette, are you?"
"No, I was born a blonde."
"Yeah, I thought so. Your finger's broken."
Yes! Oh, so satisfying. As they say in the world of theater, it landed. You knocked it out of the park. Join us again next time for Itty Bitty Theater. I'm Jonathan Bulge. Join us again, won't you?
You're right, it is a lot better if you just blast right through it.
Nice.
Oh, man,
shut up,
good.
Danny. You missed the other story. I don't want to hear from you.
Okay.